Welcome to Juno Afternoon on this Wednesday. I'm Rhonda McBride. Coming up, rap, hip-hop, and Tlingit culture. How Arias Hoyle mixes it up, a journey that began back in middle school. Also, serving seniors in Southeast Alaska, the challenges, but also the gifts of the pandemic. In our forecast, we have rain through Friday. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, lows around 52 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, inching up towards 60 degrees and warming up slightly for Friday with cloudy skies in the forecast for the weekend. Juno Afternoon will be right back after National Native News.
Support for National Native News and Juno Afternoon comes from Tlingit and Haida social enterprises like Sacred Grounds Coffee, Sacred Shine Auto Detailing, and Smokehouse Catering. Learn more at www.ccthita-nsn.gov. Tlingit and Haida. Local, Indigenous, proud.
Join AWARE in partnership with the Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska and KTOO as they bring hope, healing, and peace to domestic and sexual violence survivors, their families, and victims' loved ones through the raising of a healing totem pole at Twin Lakes. You can be a part of this healing story by supporting the Kase Totem Plaza campaign. For more info and or to donate, visit awareak.org.
You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us today. I'm Rhonda McBride. Today, we're going to showcase a young local artist, Arias Hoyle, whose rap music is infused with a powerful blend of Tlingit language and culture. We're joined by Chandra Safran, the music director for KTOO's sister station, KXLL, and her radar is always tuned to the music scene, not just around the country, but also here at home, where we have a motherload of talent. Chandra, it is so great to have you here and your musical expertise here on Juno Afternoon to host this segment with Arias. I'm so looking forward to your conversation.
Ooblilutakwiana Rhonda. I'm KXLL's Chandra Boom. I don't know about musical expertise, but I do know what I like. And so I'm so excited to be here with Arias Hoyle to get a peek behind the brilliance known as Air Jazz. Pagliuliptin, welcome Arias. We're so happy to have you here in the studio.
Ah, Atlein Gunashish. It's a pleasure to be here.
Would you mind introducing yourself for our listeners?
Yeah, I'm down. Tlingit Enach. Yau dune yuchatuasak. Guski kwani enach. Arias ka air jazz yuchatuasak. Ganach tedia yachat. Yech nachatsati. A tlain gunach cheese to cut you on. Thank you all. It's your boy Air Jazz, aka Arias Hoyle, aka Yau dune, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Yoy, Kwayana Arias. So folks might know you from Radiophonic Jazz. How long have you been recording as Air Jazz?
Yeah, great question. I was first in this duo, Radiophonic Jazz, and I actually was my own artist solo before that. So I have been doing solo songs for a total of 6 years. Yeah, where I've been successfully putting out the music that I do.
Wow. So checking out your music from over the past few years, I was literally blown back, like totally amazed. You have such a fully formed style for being just 20 years old or just about to turn 20. Is that right?
That is right.
So do you have performers or musicians in your family growing up to look up to?
Absolutely. Shouts out to my dad. He's a great guitar player, and I've seen him play guitar since I was maybe 2-3 years old. And also shout out to both my older brothers. My older brother, Michael, who is an amazing producer. He makes his own beats on his laptop and he sells them to people. He does great. And shout out to my other older brother, Silas, who has been doing rap music even before I started. He did his first performance in 5th grade. And I gotta follow that up. So shout out to my family for sure.
Wow, so you have a whole musical family. That's amazing. Okay, the puzzle pieces are starting to fall into place a little bit. How about any particular musicians or hip-hop artists who have inspired you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a wide variety of those. For one, I have the homie Manor, who I've looked up to for quite a long time now. And in terms of mainstream hip-hop artists, you know, I'm a huge fan of Kid Cudi. I'm a huge fan of Lil Peep, people who are really risk-takers, really go out of their way to try something different. And, of course, the classics like Tupac, Eminem, Nas.
Awesome. You just mentioned a few favorites of my own. And so hip-hop artists and rappers are really like masters of language and poetry. And I'm just really curious, what does lyrical mastery sound like to you?
Excellent question. Lyrical mastery to me sounds like you're able to tell your own story with your own approach to that story. Whether it be that you have the words and the terminology of a professor, of an author, or it just be you have the mental imagery of like a shaman. That's how you make yourself a great lyricist.
I love that. I would say all that stuff really comes through in the work that I've heard of yours. And so you have a new music video out. The video for the track Dreamcatcher is out on YouTube. Mm. And I understand this video was in partnership with Alaskan Network for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. How did that partnership develop?
Yeah. So legitimately, I was on Facebook Messenger reaching out to multiple local artists that are doing their thing as well. One of which was Johan Atkinson, a fellow recording artist from Anchorage. And he reached out to me, he said, dude, I work with the ANSFA, who are on behalf of Domestic Violence Awareness and Prevention. And I've checked out a lot of your videos and I really dig you, man. I said, thank you. And he said, dude, I think it would be an honor for you to do a hit song or single on behalf of our cause. And then we'd totally give you a shout out on behalf of us. And I said, yeah. Because I'm all for, you know, being the better for our people, the better for our women, and do it in a really creative, artful way is the way to approach it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there anything that you included in the song itself or in the video that was specific to the work of the organization?
Absolutely. There's a few lines in there where I directly reference their cause. Lines like, no more nightmares, 'cause I'm right here, my dear. That's spoken from the perspective of a male in the tribe who, you know, is there for his woman, there for his mama, whoever it be. And of course, the title itself, you know. A dream catcher is something I've seen many of our people represented by, and it's just lovely.
Awesome. Well, let's listen. Let's listen for some of those lyrics you just shared. Here's Dream Catcher by the Akwan's Own Air Jazz.
My dream catcher, you will be my dream catcher. Spirit loud of the scream at you. You will be my dream catcher. No more nightmares, 'cause I'm right here, my dear. Hashaguni hashuatka hashagenya. Wasadu wasakuski kwani kena. Gunas jisha kayena teacher where. Ha yakwa heya gu ya adwune. Dana hatu wasidu ayana khyawata. Do ya hai de ganku do it ya tawaha. Kasi ayi in khatim tlashwasa. Tlashwasa. Wa eku a.
Yeah. You will be my dream catcher. Spirit loud of the scream at you. Hear it now, let us recapture. Energy till we reach rapture. You will be my dream catcher. Spirit loud of the scream at you. Hear it now, let us recapture. Energy till we reach rapture. Lift off this transparent planet, zooted, zooming through this cosmos. I'm Sandman, the superhuman, Wizard of Oz ghost. It's all a dream. It's all a dream. Would fall asleep, yet all I'd see is dark decease. So swallow these and follow me. Day and night, staying lights out in peace. 'Cause no more nightmares. 'Cause I'm right here. Call me your sightseer, my dear.
Hashaguni hashuatka hashagenya. Wasadu wasakuske kwani khena. Gunal chisha kayena teacher well.
Ha yakwa heya gu ya at wune Dana ha tu wasu gu aya nach ya wata Du ya hai de gangku du it ya tawa ha Kasi ya yi hin khatim tlashwasa wa aku a
You will be my dream catcher.
Welcome back. That was Dream Catcher by Air Jazz. And I'm KXLL's Chandra Boom here in the studio on Juno Afternoon with homegrown hip-hop artist here in the Aquan. And we're here with Arius Hoyle. The video for Dream Catcher was made in partnership with the Alaska Network for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And listeners can learn more about the organization by visiting andvsa.org. Now, Arius, are there any other organizations either in Alaska or elsewhere that you've partnered with that particularly stick out as a good experience?
Guaranteed. Some of my bigger Clinkett and Haida videos, directly posted by TNH themselves. They're the reason I have both Ixsechanachquan, Zibit, and even my third one, Spirit, was done on behalf of Clinkett and Haida. Yeah, and on top of that, I actually did one that was with Sea Alaska Heritage, and it was titled Strong One, or Hlatsin. And what sticks out to me about pretty much all of these songs I did with Sea Alaska and Tlingit and Haida is that they always have this really meaningful message behind it. And with meaningful message comes really good video visuals as well. So it's just the perfect marriage.
I love that. As someone who's new to Southeast, I always perk up when I hear Tlingit on the air. And as an adult language learner of Inupiaq, your music is really super inspiring to me. Because, you know, I didn't hear my language so much at home, and even less when we moved from my homelands in Nome to Anchorage, which is super urban. So I'm super curious. Did you grow up speaking Tlingit at home?
Yeah, so I learned Tlingit from multiple people in my family. And I think it started probably when I was in grade school elementary. It ranged from my sister Kaylee, who went to a university, UAS, in order to learn Tlingit. And she passed some down to me. I even got to speak some Tlingit, a few words here and there, with my great-grandmother, Helen Sarabia. And Helen Sarabia, she's one of the OGs. She helped do the Tlingit dictionary for translating English words into Tlingit. It was, yeah, very amazing.
How much do you intentionally choose to work in the Tlingit language in your music? And things like regalia in your style? And how much does it sort of emerge on its own?
Yeah, so I'd say I definitely incorporate Tlingit words into my songs about half the time. And the reason I choose about half the time is because those songs take on an entity of their own, and then I save the other half for me doing my own thing, something you can vibe with that you haven't heard yet. Yeah, so it's just bringing them all together, the Tlingit folk, the Haida folk, and even the Caucasian folk who don't know about any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, legit. So I really like what you just said about they take on a kind of a life of their own, because that's something that I'm really curious about. So, for example, I loved your track, I Work at Safeway. That was such a jam. So how do you choose which subjects to take all the way to a finished cut versus the ones that sort of peter out?
That's an excellent question. Yeah, when it comes to my songwriting style, the ones that I keep for a full-fledged track are ones where I think the topic and the groove of the song will resonate with people. And when I did that Safeway track, for example, I was thinking, a lot of people can relate working that day job for the first time. And if you were to take that and make it sound super hype, super energetic, you can bump it in the whip. That's the vibe I want people to feel.
Awesome. All right, let's listen to another track. This one's maybe just a little bit more mellow than what you described. Here's Courage from Air Jazz.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You just heard Courage from Air Jazz. I'm KXLL's Chandra Boom, and we're here in the studio today with Arius Hoyle. Thanks so much for being here today, Arius.
Much appreciated.
So you just mentioned right before that music break that you found a lot of power in the tracks that have like a meaning and a message. How important is it to you that your listeners come away from music with a specific message? Or do you just want people to just dig the jams?
Yeah, it's amazing you ask that because those are the two things I always try to balance. I try to balance it with, will the listener walk away having learned something new about the family I'm from or who it is I'm talking about? And then on the other hand, is it, did they enjoy the music? Did they enjoy the sound of this story? Yeah, so I definitely try to balance the two. And I think it's very important to do that. Because on one hand, you want to make people remember something about you from what you told them. And then on the other hand, you want them to walk away with that tune in their head. And they're like bopping their heads, remembering what they just heard. That's the vibe.
Yeah, Dreamcatcher is a total vibe. And I think embodies exactly that balance that you're just talking about. So Dreamcatcher has that bop and it's got that really powerful message. And it's described on YouTube as introducing lo-fi Clinkit, a subgenre of Nate Pop. Can you describe lo-fi for listeners who might be curious?
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, one of the main elements of lo-fi music is that it doesn't take on the super glossy pop sound that is super cleaned up sounding. It purposefully has kind of a lower fi, kind of lower mixed version of a sound. It could be anything from a static guitar that's played and put some drums over it, or it could be like taking a sample and placing it over your hip hop beat, and it purposefully has kind of a raw feel to it. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so if you would have asked me to describe lo-fi, I would have had a totally different definition. You and me are going to have to chat a little bit more after this and look at some of the artists who
Definitely.
We love. And speaking of other artists who you love, are there some other lo-fi or native pop artists whose jams you can recommend?
Absolutely. Yutzine. Nick Galanin. Dude is a legitimate genius. He can take the psych pop, dream pop vibe, put it into his own Sitka Tlingit style, and that is super amazing. Shout out to him for that.
Yeah, dream pop. You just said the magic words. I'm a total 90s nerd, so dream pop is like in my DNA.
Absolutely.
So how about live performances? Do you have any live performances coming up?
Yeah, so something a lot of these people might not know is that I go back and forth between Juneau and Seattle. So my next goal will be going to Seattle to meet up with some of the Washington homies for a performance.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do you do when you're not performing or recording? Are you in school? Do you have a full-time job?
Yeah, so at the moment, I will be having a job, though usually I would be going to Cornish College, which is where I've gone to school for 2 years now.
Oh, wow. What's your major?
Yeah, my major is pretty much music composition, a lot of what I'll be doing now.
That's amazing. Congratulations. Do you have a vision for a future career that you are working towards?
Yeah, it's very much in this lane, and I want it to be a bit more inclusive when I make it a full-time job. Similar to what other people have done in the past, I would love to do a songwriting course where I could help up-and-coming songwriters from either the tribe or from a small town show me what they got, and I'll try to do the best to put them on and keep them consistent.
I love that. So do you have any words of wisdom for other young creative people who might not have been able to blossom into sharing their work publicly yet?
Yeah, I think one of my biggest pieces of advice that even I've been told over the years is do what feels right, you know? If there's that certain art you do where in your head you're like, I love how this sounds. I need people to know how much I love what I'm doing. Do it, you know? There's no harm in showing people what you think you got, because next thing you know, that person who was just at your house listening to your song becomes someone else who's in a bigger platform, maybe even on a radio. And then from the radio, you reach like a record label. So connections work that easy. You just gotta show them what you got.
Awesome. Of the favorite music that you like to listen to, so what do you hope to see more of in the future? For these young creative people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just would love to see risk takers just give it their all here, you know, reach out to even fellow people out of state and say, hey, yo, I got this new hit song coming out. I need y'all to promote me. Or, yo, I need you to join in with me on this music video. Call up all your cousins and your homies from work and let's get it going. That'd be great.
That's great. Yeah, take the importance of taking risks in your creative work is really, really important. Okay, so I have to ask about your look because it's so rad. I'm such a big fan. Where do you get your inspiration for how you put your outfits together?
Yes, definitely. You guys got to check out Legend Already Made. He's on Instagram. He also goes by Lamb. He's one of the most expressive human beings I've ever met. I met him at CD Baby 2 years ago. CD Baby is this big old, you know, promotional venue that helps put on artists that are trying to make it. And me and some other Alaskan artists went there in Texas. And that's where I met Legend Already Made. And that guy, if you think I'm decked out, you haven't seen the half of it. That guy will have a top hat, some like Elton John glasses, and some straight outfits straight out of 1850 or even 1950. And he rocks it with pride. He'll jump off of cars while people take pictures. He'll just spit a freestyle for everybody and meet big names. Yeah, he's a huge inspiration to me.
Legend Already Made, or Lamb, on Instagram. I think someone here at KTOO literally said the other day, they just want to know where you get your pants. So thanks for spilling your fashion secrets.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think we have just under a minute left. And I don't know. Final question. Are there any comparisons that people have made to artists that you like that you think kind of nail it in terms of your music?
Compare them to me?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. You know what's funny is I've had some really good comparisons, and I've had some hilariously not on point comparisons. Yeah.
What's a really good one?
The really good one, I think, I was compared to this rapper. It was, I think his name, the Funky Homo Sapien. Mm-hmm.
I thought the same thing. Nailed it.
I was like, that's probably the most on point the comparisons
will get. It's totally on point. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. That was local Juno musician, the Aquan's very own Del the Funky Homo Sapien, 20-year-old Arius Hoyle on his music, his inspiration, and his new video, Dreamcatcher. You can check it out on YouTube. I'm producer and KXLL music host, Chandra Boom. Koyanakbuk, thank you so much, Arius.
Gunas Chi Chandra Slikudzi.
All right, we'll leave you with one more track from Air Jazz. Here's The Color Jazz.
The color jazz, the color jazz, looking through the glass, put you to the test. The color jazz, slap your stupid ass, have a bazooka blast. The color jazz, looking through the glass, put you to the test. The color jazz, slap your stupid ass, have a bazooka blast.
Palette full of colors, extra dope, whole of the spectroscope. Wavelength, get strength that's vibrant enough to set your clothes. Culture vultures and ultraviolet, some attention coats. A rainbow halo, angel shade of Michelangelo. Be Galileo, look up at the moon. My jazz saloon's up there, move your ass, you coon. Tune into a world with world that swirls with northern lights. The purple circles turn earth more than Christ. Your shoegazy is glass slipper from Cinderella. You're too hazy, big ass dipper, you're interstellar. Been moon dazing and that strippers, what did I tell ya? You get sillier, yet more familiar with the simplest nation and civilization. Assembling races so indigenous native trees can grow. A famo mangrove, what the plan go? We the plan code, and no damn yo camo.
The color jazz, the color jazz, looking through the glass, put you to the test. The color jazz, laugh your stupid ass, have a bazooka blast. The color jazz, looking through the glass, put you to the test. The color jazz, laugh your stupid ass, have a bazooka blast.
The color jazz, look in the glass. I can bypass clouds, see color real fast. Couple miles from her day, there's that tattoo fan. We like to talk that jazz like a Utah fan. When I'm in set, flow is so butter, flying fat. Y'all, there's no other. I'm here for my sisters and all of my brothers. His fist in the sky, he screamed for his mother. Architect, the painter, Renaissance classism. Raphael with paintbrushes, daggers to fascism. Let's let the racists catch the fade again. Cutting them up like clippers, bring the fade in. Check it, let me hear ears. No Van Gogh. Ride on these towers, don't watch the Van Gogh. Full throttle on the gas and we can't let up. They must hurt, they late and they can't catch up.
The color jazz, looking through the glass, put you to the test. The color jazz, laugh your stupid ass, have a bazooka blast. The color jazz, looking through the glass, put you to the test. The color jazz, laugh your stupid ass, have a bazooka blast.
My native's got the color jazz. It's what all of you know it as. Yeah, yeah, the color jazz. It's what you know it as. Yeah.
So blast it, blast it. The pizzazz of jazz with the jazz kick. So blast it. Pizzazz of jazz will get your ass kicked. So blast it, blast it. The pizzazz of jazz will get your ass kicked. So blast it, blast it. This right here, the new classic.
Did you know when you give during the month of June, you're automatically entered into our June giveaway? When you become a member or make an additional gift to KTOO, you'll get the chance to win a full-day rental for two tandem kayaks from Alaska Boat and Kayak. This is our thanks for your contribution. You'll enjoy the perks of membership, and best of all, you'll be helping us bring you all the programs you listen to every day. Give today at ktoo.org. No purchase necessary to enter. See rules and giving information online at ktoo.org. Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
Forever.
Rhonda McBride, and thank you for being part of our conversation today on Juno Afternoon. We are so glad to have you here with us today as we carve out some space for an important conversation about senior services in Southeast Alaska. That's a program that's under the big umbrella of Catholic Community Service. And with us today, we have Erin Youngstrom. She's the Fund Development and Outreach Coordinator, and Eileen Hosey, Case Manager for Southeast Senior Services. Well, first of all, let's begin with you, Erin. If you could just sort of give us an overview of the senior services in that big Catholic Community Service footprint.
So Southeast Senior Services is a division of Catholic Community Service. We also do the Safe Child Advocacy Center, and we do the Hospice and Home Care of Juneau. But within Southeast Senior Services, we do a range of things. For example, we run 11 of the different senior centers in Southeast Alaska, all the way from Yakutat down south to Kluwak, and so we serve all of Southeast in that forum. But then we also have the Caregiver and Senior Resource Center, which serves all of Southeast Alaska as well, based in Juneau, but there are case managers from all over Southeast. And then there's more general case management, which Eileen is going to be able to talk about today. And we also, we do a lot of things. We do Meals on Wheels as a part of the senior services. And we also have counseling available. So there's a range of things that we do. And Eileen is going to be able to speak more specifically when it comes to case management.
So Eileen, how many years have you been serving seniors in Southeast?
This is my 12th year. Yes.
And may I ask how old you are?
Don't tell my grandkids. They all think I'm 39. Yes, I'm 78.
So you have literally aged with your job. I mean, grown into your job, as they say. What has kept you in this job for so many years?
I would have to say it is the immense privilege it is going into a senior's home and being welcomed and being able to help them make sense out of what's going on with their lives, offering some solutions, offering some things that they can make choices about, and reaffirming that they are valuable assets to our community.
Well, it's not a cookie cutter kind of experience, I imagine, because seniors are in different phases of aging. Some may need more help than others. How do you learn to gauge that in the work that you do?
Well, it's pretty simple. Our philosophy is we meet you where you are. We don't go in with any prejudgment. We don't have any pre-existing ideas. We don't tell the seniors what to do. My favorite expression when I go in after we've talked a while is, you're driving the train, not me. I'm telling you what cars to put on the train that would be helpful, but you have the choice. And that's the biggest thing I think that impacts seniors, is they feel like they've lost choice and power in their lives and don't have any ability to make their lives better. But we show them how they can improve their lives, things they can do to make themselves happier, healthier, and more independent. We talk a lot about what I call realistic independence. And that's, as we age, letting go of some of those preconceived ideas that independent and doing it myself is the only way to go. So to my mind, independence means accepting some help where you need it, and that gives you more freedom to be who you really want to be.
So, Eileen, can you give us some examples of situations you've encountered, typical situations where a person is just afraid to let go of their independence? And how you might have resolved it?
Yes, absolutely. Had a fellow who had some pretty acute health issues. So independent, but all of a sudden found that he wasn't able to actually get out of his chair and move around because he had sustained an injury, and was determined to fight the pain and fight it all and just go on with what he did regularly, except he couldn't do it. So we had a long talk. We talked about 2 hours about when it's good to receive help, and when you can try to do it on your own. So the upshot was he allowed me to call the medics. They came, took him to the hospital. He was so impressed with how he was treated, got his issues resolved, got back home, and we talked again about starting Meals on Wheels, having some other things in his life, getting transportation through Capital Access. So he began to have these regular noontime meals. While nutritious, it also offers another pair of eyes to visit a senior, a vulnerable senior. And before you knew it, he was able to get back up and take his dog on walks again. And for him, that was the ultimate. He was again independent.
That's a great story. I'm just curious, being someone who is trying to help nudge things in the right direction, how did you feel when he was able to go out and walk his dog?
Well, I felt like he had won a victory, and I had too, in a way, because, you know, in part of our conversation, I have to tell the truth. There's no getting around it. If you go in and get checked, your pain will go away much sooner, but it's your choice. If you don't want to, I'm not going to call them, but if you want to have pain relief and perhaps, you know, get better sooner, you can do these things. So he ultimately made that choice. So, and that sometimes that's a hard thing when people make choices that we don't think they should make. But so we try to take that out of the equation at all times, because that's the hallmark of the independent Alaskan lifestyle. We make our personal choices. But if you don't make that choice, having all the information, it's not fair to you. So we like to have the information available, and then people decide what they want to do.
It is really hard to cross that bridge of asking for help, but sometimes it can make all the difference in saving a life or just simply making it easier for someone to stay at home. You had another story you were going to share with us.
Yes, yes. A lovely lady in her 60s had a stroke and was compromised on her right side. She lived in a small community north of Juneau, and we convinced her that maybe she could go to the senior center for lunch, and the caravan, as it was called back then, would pick her up. She was so hesitant to get back into the real world, but she decided to try it, and she was welcomed back with open arms. So the caravan would pick her up and take her to lunch and then take her back home. And she began to see the familiarity of the route. And then she became brave enough to walk to the senior center with the help of a relative. And her feeling of independence skyrocketed. And she goes to she doesn't go now because the senior centers are not really fully open. I think they're beginning to open back up. But those were two little things: going to lunch, having a lunch there with welcoming people, and having access to a ride, a safe, dependable ride every day. That made a big difference for her.
Well, you know, so much of what you're talking about, Eileen, depends on sort of this one-on-one communication. And I imagine, you know, whereas as we come out of the pandemic, boy, a lot of changes since then. Both a curse and a gift, I guess, the pandemic was for us. In what way did it change how the Resource Center operated and how you were able to interact with seniors?
Yeah, that's been a challenge. People that we would normally visit in person, and we cherish those home visits, as do our clients. They had to all of a sudden be telephone visits. But it worked out well because the acknowledgement that we're still here, we still care about you, and we want you to call us if there's anything that you need or if you have questions or problems, we're still here on the phone, and we could cut, you know, if there is a situation that needs it, we can make something happen. So it was even more important to stay in touch by the telephone.
So, Erin, as an agency, and of course, it's a very complicated agency with so many branches to it, How did you navigate the pandemic, and do you think you're stronger for it in some ways?
Well, to be fair, I am recently new to Catholic Community Service. I started in January, but based on looking out at all the work that was done, like our Meals on Wheels increased. We increased meals in Juneau by almost 75%. And I know we have our different volunteer programs, for example, Friends of Seniors, where people were able to go grocery shopping for seniors. And we are looking for volunteers for that program as well. So check our website for more information. And that program is essentially, and they do a lot of work too in tandem with the Caregiver and Senior Resource Center in Southeast Senior Services, where if a senior in the community requires some help but doesn't meet the threshold of like an institution coming in and helping out, this volunteer can go and help out, whether that be taking out the garbage, something as small as that, helping with gardening, or doing grocery shopping. There's a litany of options that Friends of Seniors can do. And it's really important because this supports Southeast Senior Services, help seniors age in place. We want seniors to remain independent for as long as possible, but getting some help from the community here and there where it's needed, it can keep them independent for as long as possible.
And I'm sure relieve anxiety. Oh, how am I going to cope with this? How am I going to do this? You mentioned you're new. I mean, are you in some ways overwhelmed by all that Catholic Community Service does?
I think it's easy to get overwhelmed with all that Catholic Community Service does because we serve seniors, and then we also serve children with the Safe Child Advocacy Center and families along with that. But then we also have hospice and home care. And there's nuances to each of the divisions as well that also have overlap. For example, people who come into our care of Catholic Community Service, they can start out with Southeast Senior Service, where you remain as independent for as long as possible. And when our client becomes familiar with our services, becomes familiar and comfortable with Catholic Community Service, sometimes they graduate as they age into hospice and home care of Juneau. And so many of our clients, they become familiar with us and then they age along with us over time. It is easy to get overwhelmed with all that we do, but I'm excited to get the word out and let people know about Catholic Community Service, because the more people know about us and the services that we provide, the more people can ask us for help and we can help them.
So where are you from, Erin?
I like to say that I am from Wisconsin, but that's not where I'm most recently from. But I've been in Juneau for about 6 years now. I plan to have my roots in Juneau for a long time. And so I call myself a Juneauite, but I know that's kind of common for people to claim to be an Alaskan, but there's always someone who's more Alaskan than you are.
Well, that's true, but there are things probably that surprised you when you took this job about the way things are done in Alaska, even when it comes to serving seniors and elders. And one of the things I've heard about is that subsistence food can be donated, and it turns up in some of those Meals on Wheels. Tell us about that.
Yes, we at Catholic Community Service at all of our senior centers gladly accept subsistence hunting donations. Whether that is in Wrangell or Hoonah, we really want to provide our seniors and elders with cultural experiences outside of just one-on-one or a personal interaction. We believe that food holds a place in how you feel. And so if you provide subsistence hunting and traditionally Alaska native food, that can be used for Meals on Wheels. And check out our website or contact our Meals on Wheels coordinator for more information on that, which is available on our website, ccsak.org.
Now, one of the things that we should mention here too is how Meals on Wheels sort of helps people stay healthy, that it's more than just, say, a charity because somebody can't afford food. It may be for other reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. Meals on Wheels it helps in seniors once again remain independent. You may be able to afford food, but you might not have the capability to cook three meals a day. And so Meals on Wheels helps alleviate that stress and once again help seniors remain independent. Eileen may have something to add on to that.
If I might add one other thing about the meals, each meal contains 1/3 of the minimum daily required nutrients for seniors. So they're getting a balanced, nutritious meal, as well as having the convenience of having a meal. And a lot of our seniors have food insecurity, especially this past year, it seems to be more apparent. And so, in fact, I had one client who was so worried about her finances. We signed her up for Meals on Wheels and told her there's no cost to them. If people want to make a donation at some point, they can. But just knowing that she had a reliable meal coming every day was an enormous sense of relief for her.
You know, sometimes I think people don't realize that there are solutions available, and some of them relatively simple. Do you help provide people with any adaptive equipment or tools to help them adjust to aging?
Well, yes, we do. For instance, when we go in for a home visit after we've gotten a referral, people often need walkers, and they may need toilet risers because, you know, their knees are bad. Some people need wheelchairs for a short period of time. There's a variety of things. Through sale, we can get something called pocket talkers. We can get things for low vision, and we can help make arrangements to get grab bars for safety, bath benches, transfer benches so people can get in and out of the tub safely. We talk a lot about safety. We can make arrangements for them to get the Lifeline pendant. So if you live by yourself and fall, many people are not able to get up. And if you can't call for help, and if your phone isn't right there, you're in a pickle. So we advocate for that. We also advocate for people being prepared with powers of attorney and advance directives. Simple but important documents to have on hand for anybody. And we make those available. And usually if there's a situation we don't know how to fix, we can call SAIL or another agency in town, and we'll get an answer. When we collaborate, you know, the multi-agencies, we get together and we collaborate on the different issues.
So not only do you have your own big umbrella as an agency, but you're connected to other big umbrellas to keep people out of the rain, so to speak.
And yes, we are. And that's what makes it work, because we will all work together. And our goal is pretty much the same, helping the people.
So SAIL is Southeast Alaska Independent Living. I hope I have that correct. They're a very wonderful organization that kind of sounds like they have the same philosophy as you do, is kind of meeting people where they're at. One of the things, you know, now that we're moving out of the pandemic, what's the biggest mountain to climb for Catholic Community Service?
When the pandemic started, I think the state and the federal government said we could provide in-home meals to everybody. The requirement used to be you had to be homebound. And so anybody age 16 and above who needed a meal would get one. As we come out of the pandemic, and this is just my own personal observation, I wonder when we are going to have to change back so that one won't have to prove they're homebound, otherwise go for what they call a congregate meal at the senior center. And the reasoning behind that is good, because socialization is really so important, especially as we age and perhaps we live alone. So that's the motivation behind it. Some people probably have gotten very used to living in their snug little nests. We've been able to gradually go back to some in-home visits using the safe protocols. Can you think of anything else here? There'll be a mountain to climb. I don't know.
I can.
Every day there's a few.
I definitely can for Catholic Community Service. Well, for Southeast Senior Services and for Hospice and Home Care of Juneau, I think one of the biggest mountains to climb is finding caregivers. As our seniors are aging, as baby boomers are getting older, society is going to really struggle to be able to provide adequate care for our aging seniors. And they're, especially in Alaska, where there may be seniors living alone, it's going to be harder as time goes on to find people to take care of. Plus, with the national nursing shortage, our nursing homes are not going to be an easy fix for that. So we are, to kind of plug some things that we have Friends of Seniors, which is our volunteer program where if you are a member of the community, you want to give back, you can help volunteer and help a local senior out, which builds connectivity to our community and support our elders. So if you want to learn more about that, feel free to email me at fdo@ccsak.org and we can find a volunteer opportunity for you.
So we are just about out of time. So Erin, I understand that you are in the midst of a big campaign, Compassion in Action. And if you want to help, this is definitely a way you can do that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Compassion in Action is our end of year fundraiser, and we are just trying to attract new donors to people who may be familiar with what CCS does, but not sure about the full scope of senior services. And during the month of June, the last day is June 30th, when you donate $5 or more, you get automatically entered to win 2 Alaska Airline tickets anywhere they fly. No donation is required for entry. Email me for more information. You can go to our Facebook, Catholic Community Service, or our website, ccsak.org, or find us on Instagram. And the information is in the link in our bio, or you can see a bunch of posts about it. There's one post where Eileen is beautifully smiling at the camera and talks about the work that she does. So head on over to ccsak.org to donate and get qualified to win 2 Alaska Airline tickets anywhere they fly.
All right. Well, we are out of time, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. Thank you very much, Erin and Eileen, for joining us today.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck with your campaign.
Support for Juneau Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klinkit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.